We're in Simen Tov Kuf Tzadi and Tkiya Shofar. We're up to Sif Ches and we'll be completing the Simen. We learned yesterday that if in the Seder of Tashrat someone blew two shevers and then started blowing a truah and caught himself, Lefi the Machaber, the truah, since he didn't complete it and it does belong there, is not a hefsik, and he can blow the third shever and then continue with the truah. We saw that there were those who were cholik, but that was what the Machaber said. Now he says in Sifches, im hifsik betruah ben tkiya l'shvarim, what happens if he was mafsik with a truah between the tkiya and the shvarim? In tashat, the Mishnah Berurah says. So there already, you're going to have a problem because it doesn't belong there altogether. O shehifsik b'shvarim ben truah l'tkiya, or in tarat. He was mafsik between a shvarim and a tkiya. V'chein im heiria shtei truas zo acher zu. He blew two truas, which means he blew two complete truas, and then he was mafsik between them with a neshima. O shetoka achra trua tkiya kimis asik shalol l'shem tkiya v'hifsik ba. What happens if he blew a tkiya? Kimisasek, not to be yotze, for music. Bein trua l'tkiya, olacha shetoka gimel shvarim shosak, v'hifsik v'chakach toka shvarim achirim, or he was mafsik in the middle of the shvarim, meaning he blew three whole shvarim, then he was mafsik, and then he blew another shever. V'afil shever echot, b'chol elu ha'vehefsik, v'hifsik gam tkiya rishona. These are all considered a hefsik, and he loses the first tkiya too. So now let's go through the cases. So what do we have here? If in Tashat he blows a true, in Tarat he blows a shvarim, there it's a hefsik. What happens if in Tashrat he started blowing a truah before a shvarim? It's a machlokas aposkim if that passes the first kiyah. The other case was he blew two truahs, and we said that he had to have been mafsik with an ashima. Or the other case is he heard a tkiya kimisasek. Now the Magen Avraham argues with this. He says a misasek is nothing. A misasek is not a kol shofar. So that couldn't be a hefsik. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir for the Magen Avraham. And he says that if that's the case, what happens if you have two shuls next to each other? And you hear in the middle, between the tkiya and the particular seder, you hear tkiya shofar. So the Mishnah Berurah says that tkiya shofar of the other shul for you is a misasik. Therefore, according to the Machaber, not like the Magen Avraham, but according to the Machaber, the halacha is that you are mafsik in the middle of the tkiya, and you're not yotze. So in all these cases, you lose the first tkiya. What happens if you blew after that? So lamafreya, you can use that as a new tkiya rishona. What happens if someone blew Tashrat, 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 and in the middle of that, he blew something that didn't belong there. Or say he blew Tashat, 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 and he blew a truah somewhere in the middle of it. And he realizes only later. So he was only mafsid that one Tashat or Tashrat that he did. He was not mafsid the other two. Nowhere does it say that you need three Tashrats in a row, then three Tashats and three Tarats. You can have two tashrats, and then hours later you have a tarat. It's not, that is not ma'akiv. Now, this is all with regard to the tkiyas to meyushiv, because you made a bracha on them, as well as the tkiyas to mu'umin and chazaras hashatz, because they're the ikar tkiyas. The tkiyas after davening, the tkiyas after the chazaras hashatz, there the halach is if you made a mistake in that, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to go over again. The Mishnah Berurah talks about balei tokea that make the first sound of a trua longer or the last sound of a trua longer. And he says, like in Tarat, since they made it longer, it's a shvarim, and that would be mafsik, and it would actually ruin every seder. The Mishnah Berurah says one more halacha. What happens if someone was trying to blow and it didn't come out right? For example, in Tashrat, he blew tkiya, shvarim trua. His last tkiya, he starts blowing, and all that came out was a short tkiya sound, which means he blew a shvarim. Since he was trying to blow a tkiya, he was just niskal, the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't lose anything. He can just continue. That's not considered a hefsek. In some places, they will make the Baal Tokea go back to the beginning again. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's totally unnecessary. Siftes. Im toka shnei tashrat o beis tashat u shnei tarat kohogen. V'to b'shlishi in tzorach l'achzor eloli achron sheto abo. You only have to go back to the last one you made a mistake. This is what I spoke out, that you would not have to do over a whole Seder because you made a mistake somewhere in the middle. Next halacha. Im toka b'tzad harochav shel shofar lo yotza. If you blew from the wide end of the shofar, you're not yotza. We learn it out of avarta shofar trua. It has to be derech avara. Since in the animal it grows from the smaller part, from the narrow part, you have to blow it from the narrow part. Also, there's a remez from the pasuk min ameitza karosi ko. Says the Ramon now. V'achar shetoko omer hashatz pasuk ashri am yodis ruah v'umachzirin hasefer lemkomo. After that, after the tkiyas, the shat says ashri om, then they're machzir the sifrei Torah, and then they prepare themselves for davening musaf.